Good morning. Well, with about an hour of trade left in the US, things aren't looking great. It's another volatile session with the Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ down in the order of 1.5%. To give you a sense of how volatile things have been, at one stage earlier in the session, at the best levels, the Dow Jones was only down by 12 points, and that means the US markets were largely flat. Now we're down in the order of 400 points and at near the session lows. We're also sitting at the lowest levels in around 9 months. All three major indices are in correction territory. The same sort of geopolitical risks are still lurking in the background, but there's also some cautiousness ahead of some major events later on this week. The Federal Reserve makes its decision on interest rates Thursday morning, and we've also got fears of a potential US government shutdown as early as the end of this week. That's if Donald Trump doesn't get the funding he's after to build the wall with Mexico. Now, most sectors and stocks are in negative territory. About 85% of stocks are losing ground. The worst performer, though, has been Johnson & Johnson, which has dropped in the order of 4%. And this is on worries that the asbestos in baby powder scandal could worsen. United Health, the health insurer, is down about 2%. This is after a federal judge in Texas ruled that Obamacare was unconstitutional. And Goldman Sachs is leading the banks lower. It's down in the order of 2%. And this is on news that Malaysian authorities have filed criminal charges against the bank over alleged misuse of state funds. Now, commodity prices have been mixed. Oil prices down a good 2% to $50 per barrel. Iron ore, though, managed to lift by about 1% to $70.55 per tonne. And gold is up around $9 on some risk aversion as well. Now, the Aussie market today, at this stage at least, is set for a softer start. SPY futures down 80 points or 1.4%. Now, if that ends up being the case, it would easily wipe out all of yesterday's improvements. But the SPY has been a very poor predictor of what we've seen take place on markets in recent weeks. So certainly take that into account. The Reserve Bank board minutes will be out today. We've got a weekly update on consumer confidence, and ANZ and Macquarie pay out $3 billion in dividends. The Aussie dollar's at 71.7 US.